Next on our agenda, item H, trial court allocation of the Phoenix financial services cost and the new $30 court reporter fee revenue. I believe the presenters are presiding Judge Lori Earl, the co-chair of the trial court budget working group, and Zlatko Theodorovich, a co-chair trial court budget working group, and we also have Stephen Chang with us. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chief. Are we in place?
We are.
All right. I'm going to try to do this remotely, and I know Stephen and Zlatko have a PowerPoint, so hopefully we can coordinate this.
Very good use of video technology.
Pardon me? Pardon me?
Very good use of video technology. Go ahead.
There we go. So there are two issues before the Council for Action today, both of which have sub-issues. They are trial court allocations regarding the new $30 court reporter fee revenue and Phoenix financial services cost. Starting with the first one, it relates to revenue that some trial courts are collecting as a result of the enactment of Government Code Section 68086, which requires a $30 fee for court reporting services in civil proceedings lasting under 1 hour. The sub-issues associated with that are recommendations regarding an allocation method, asking for increased expenditure authority, and a distribution request. And I will also address later some remaining reduction offsets that we've identified that we are recommending deferral on. In terms of the first recommendation, I'll give you a little background on that. The Trial Court Budget Working Group discussed whether to recommend allocation of this revenue back to all trial courts, or rather only to those courts who collect the fees and incur the costs. Government Code Section 68085.1 requires trial courts to remit any monies collected pursuant to this section to the trial court trust fund, but is silent on how those monies should be allocated among the courts. Section B of that Government Code section requires that fees collected shall be used only to pay for the cost for services of an official court reporter in civil proceedings. In light of the fact that some trial courts no longer employ court reporters in civil proceedings and thus do not have costs associated with official court reporters and do not collect this fee, the Trial Court Budget Working Group is recommending that the Judicial Council allocate revenue collected pursuant to Government Code Section 68086 in an amount each court has collected and remitted to the Trial Court Trust Fund. Moving on to the second sub-issue, which is slide number 4, I believe. However, the Budget Act of 2012 does not include expenditure authority for distribution of this new revenue to the trial courts, but does provide authority for the Judicial Council to request additional trial court trust fund expenditure authority. Based upon amounts remitted to the trial court trust fund in the first 4 months of the fiscal year, it is anticipated that the total amount of revenue collected in the current fiscal year will be approximately $3.8 million. However, if collections in the remaining months are on average higher than the first 4 months, the total revenue collected will exceed or likely exceed $3.8 million. Thus, we believe it prudent to request additional expenditure authority in the amount of $4 million. The Trial Court Budget Working Group is therefore recommending that the Judicial Council direct the AOC to request from the Department of Finance and the legislature an additional $4 million in Trial Court Trust Fund Program 45.10 expenditure authority for the purpose of distributing the new court reporter fee revenue to courts. Lastly, and in as to this sub-issue, which is slide number 5, although the Budget Act of 2012 does not include expenditure authority for distribution of this new revenue, there is estimated to be $25.1 million available Trial Court Trust Fund Program 4510 expenditure authority, which can be used to distribute this revenue. The Trial Court Budget Working Group recommends allocating this revenue regardless of approval of additional appropriation authority, since direct costs have been and continue to be incurred by the trial courts that provide court reporting services in civil proceedings lasting under 1 hour. if the Department of Finance and or the legislature do not approve the request for additional expenditure authority, there would continue to be an estimated $21.1 million in remaining expenditure authority. As to that remaining $21.1 million in expenditure authority, my co-chair and I recommend deferring any action by the council on allocation of this money pending further discussion by the trial court budget working group. So I will entertain any questions on the issue as it relates to the court reporter fees, I suppose, before we move on to the next issue, unless you want me to keep going.
I don't see any hands.
No, one over here.
Oh, Commissioner Alexander, thank you.
I just had a question that if we're going to give the money back to the courts that collect it, when we ask them for the authority, could we ask for legislation to just say we get to keep it, as opposed to turning the money over to the trust fund and then just redistributing it back to the people that collected it?
Slotko?
We could. I think in our discussions with the Department of Finance, they like the view of the money coming to the state and being able to see it and then coming back down to the trial court. So there's a set, from their perspective, a sense of transparency in the transaction rather than it remaining at the trial courts that collected it.
But isn't there a cost to that? I mean, they can still report it and have it stay there, because it seems like there's a cost to send it and there's a cost to send it back, that we're spending money just to move money around.
I think transactionally, I can't speak to how the courts go about it, but I assume it's some electronic process that...
So it's really no money. I mean, it's really not a big cost.
And that's okay. The current practice right now, Chief Justice.
Right.
Thank you. Good question. Thank you. David Yamasaki.
Chief, this is Judge Ellsworth, when you get a chance.
Okay, you're next after David Yamasaki.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
I'm going to make a motion to approve recommendations 1A, 1B, and 1C for the following reasons. As was stated, many of the courts have had to make decisions about whether to continue to provide reporters in these various types of proceedings. And in conjunction with the Budget Act, many of the courts have already started collecting these resources. But to date, none of us have actually received any of the money. So we've actually been incurring the expense, but not necessarily the reimbursement. So I think this is within the spirit of the discussions that took place within the Trial Court Budget Working Group, and therefore recommend the adoption of 1A, 1B, and 1C.
Thank you.
I would second that, Chief.
Thank you, Judge Ellsworth, and also Judge Jacobson. But Judge Ellsworth, did you want to be heard further beyond the second?
No, I just urge that we adopt this.
Okay. Thank you. All in favor of adopting items 1A, 1B, and 1C as recommended, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Any opposed?
This is Doug Miller. If I could just say that I was there present, and I've been on the last two motions by phone, so I wanted to make sure I was on the roll call.
Thank you, Justice Miller.
He's a ghost.
You were in two places at once?
So
pretty
I did
good with the video.
I want to just confirm there were no no's on this, correct? Yes. All right. So it passes unanimously. Judge Earle, did you want to address number two?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
So the next issue, which is our recommendation, relates to recommendation number two, relates to allocations to the trial courts for costs incurred by their use of services related to the financial component of the Phoenix Financial and Human Resources Services Program. The Phoenix program offers services related to both human resources and accounting. The cost of the use of Phoenix is borne by each trial court out of their trial court trust fund allocation. Only 7 trial courts use the human resources service of Phoenix, and the trial court budget working group makes no recommendation relating to those costs. However, all 58 trial courts use the financial services of the Phoenix program. In an attempt to provide financial relief to the trial courts from the significant funding reductions in fiscal year 2012-13, the trial court budget Working Group has identified $6.69 million available from the State Trial Court Improvement and Modernization Fund to fully fund direct costs related to the financial component of the Phoenix program. This would alleviate the need for trial courts to bear these costs from their trial court trust fund allocation. Therefore, our second recommendation is that the Trial Court Budget Working Group, from the Trial Court Budget Working Group, is that the Judicial Council allocate $6.769 million in one-time funding from the State Trial Court Improvement and Modernization Fund for direct costs related to the financial component of Phoenix Financial and Human Resources Services that had been paid for by courts in previous years.
Thank you, Judge Earle. Any discussion or comment or question on recommendation number two? Do I hear a motion?
I'd like to move it, Rosenberg.
I'll second.
Judge Rosenberg.
I would second that.
Judge McCabe and Judge Ellsworth second it. All in favor of recommendation number two, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, please say no. Matter passes unanimously. Thank you, Judge Earle. Thank you, Zlotko and Stephen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judge Earle.
We conclude today's meeting with a brief remembrance of our judicial colleagues recently deceased. The Honorable John Lewis, Superior Court of Sacramento County. The Honorable George Crawford, Superior Court of Sacramento County. The Honorable William Blankenberg, Superior Court of Napa County. The Honorable George Clark, Superior Court of San Diego County. The Honorable John Golden, Superior Court of Lake County. The Honorable Harold Knight, Superior Court of Orange County. The Honorable Irving Perlis, Superior Court of Sacramento County. And the Honorable Paul T., Superior Court of Santa Clara County. All were retired from the bench, and we honor them for their service to their courts and to the cause of justice. The next regularly scheduled business meeting of the Judicial Council is on February 25 and 26. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for attending by phone. This meeting is adjourned.